Welcome to The Doc Dudes, your premier podcast for a behind-the-scenes look at the latest in aesthetic medicine. Hosted by the cosmetic surgeons at Graper Harper Cosmetic Surgery in Charlotte, North Carolina, The Doc Dudes brings you interviews with insightful guests, expert tips from experienced medical professionals, and lots of laughs along the way. And now, here's Dr. Garrett Harper, Dr. Robert Graper, and Dr. Evan Zug, also known as The Doc Dudes.
All right, welcome to another edition of The Doc Dudes. I am Garrett Harper, along with...
Robert Graper.
And...
Evan Zug.
All right, awesome. So today is actually going to be kind of fun. It's a bit casual. The topic today is basically myth-busting, right? The naked truth, plastic surgery myths exposed, because we get a ton of questions from patients about procedures, about the ins and outs of plastic surgery, and a lot of times it's just wildly wrong kind of assumptions that people are making. So we figure we each kind of make a little list and go through them. So I'm going to fire some of these off at my opponents here, and I'll take some on as well. But we're going to try and go through like all the different pages we have of all the myths that we have written down. And if we are missing something, then it's because you didn't go to either our website or social media and ask us questions about this kind of stuff. But fear not, if you listen to this podcast and your myth answer question is not answered, then do that. Like, reach out to us and we'll be able to kind of address it at a future podcast. We'll have like a Mythbusters part two, something like that. All right. So I am going to start off with the first myth. I love this one because this happens all the time. I typically get a patient that comes in and has had a breast lift or a breast reduction before, and they say something about the doctor took my nipple off and put it back on. So Evan, Dr. Zug, the myth is that the nipple during a lift or a reduction is taken off and sewn back on. What is the reality to that?
Reality is we don't like to do that. Sometimes we have to if we have to move that nipple a very long distance.
How many times have you done that in your career?
And since I've been here, I have not done it. Okay. In residency, I did it maybe two or three times.
Okay. Out of like thousands, right?
Correct.
Dr. Graper, how many times have you done a free nipple graft on a patient?
Oh,
I mean, you've been around a lot longer.
10 or 20.
Okay. I've probably done, similar, somewhere around 10 of the thousands of procedures. So not often, but I mean, if somebody has ginormous breasts, because when we're operating for a lift or a reduction, we keep that nipple attached, right?
What's the number you use?
For what?
How far you're going to move the nipple before you'd say keeping its blood supply is not likely, so you're going to do a free nipple graft?
That's a good question. I mean, do you have a number? I don't really have
a
number.
I tell patients 1% chance of necrosis of the nipple overall in any breast reduction. Yeah. And if that distance is too long where I have to move that nipple or the breasts are too large, then I'm going to recommend doing a free nipple graft.
Yeah, typically.
I've actually got one coming up here in a couple weeks.
I'm 20 centimeters.
You will not move if it the more
distance,
than 20
and centimeters. I probably said it wrong. If the distance between the nipple and the fold, where in the way I do it, it's getting its blood supply from there, if it's more than 20 centimeters, then the blood supply is not reliable.
I could see that.
And why that's important is because if you say it's reliable and it's not and the nipple dies, then you can't use it as free nipple graft.
Right.
Because it's already died.
Right.
So you don't take the chance and you just assume it's not reliable and take the nipple off. And the only problem with a free nipple graft is it doesn't have any of the projection like it used to.
Right.
And it's definitely not going to have any sensation.
Right.
So
right.
Other than that, it works fine as a placeholder.
Yeah, I also just feel like if you've got to move it a huge distance, you got to keep your pedicle so big that it's hard to reduce these patients down to maybe as small as they would like to go. But it is very rare. If you come in and just say, like, I had a lift, I had a mastopexy augmentation, an implant and a lift at one point, the doctor took my nipple off because I got scars that go around my nipple, that is a huge myth. So fear not. That is not what's happened. All right. Second one, Dr. Graper.
Sir.
You're doing my tummy tuck. Are you going to make me a new belly button?
Well, number one, I'm just going to do lipo on you. I'm not going to do a tummy tuck.
Well, I probably don't need a tummy tuck.
Because you are trim, mean, lean, fighting machine. No, we're not going to make a new belly button. We're going to keep the one you got, and we're going to make an incision around it, and all the skin around it is going to move, but the existing belly button is attached to the abdomen by a stalk,
right?
Because that's where you got blood supply when you were an infant, and it stays right there. The skin moves, and then when you've got the skin tacked in, you pop that belly button back up through a new location. It's same place as it was before, but the skin around it has moved.
Right. So when I was little, there was a cartoon called The Snorkels. Like, Evan's way too young. Maybe somebody in here knows that cartoon, but it was a bunch of little like creatures that lived in the sea, and they had a snorkel on top of their head, and that